Lawmakers are demanding answers in the death of 7-year-old Jacqueline Amey Rosemary Caal Maquin. Jacqueline was a Guatemalan migrant who died in a Texas hospital last Friday, reportedly from dehydration, shock, and liver failure. She was in the custody of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Tanzina Vega, and that's where we begin today on The Takeaway. 7-year-old Jacqueline is just one of more than 250 people who have died trying to cross the U.S. southern border this year. But exactly how Jacqueline died and who is responsible for her death is in dispute. The Department of Homeland Security says Jacqueline had not eaten or had water for several days before she and her father were taken into custody. On Fox and Friends, DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen called the incident heart-wrenching, but she also repeated the government's long-standing argument that migrants should not attempt to reach the border through the desert.
You know, this is just a very sad example of the dangers of this journey. This family chose to cross illegally. We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation, but again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
A statement from Jacqueline's father paints a different picture of what unfolded. Ruben Garcia is the executive director of Annunciation House in El Paso, the shelter where the father is staying, and he spoke on the father's behalf.
Jacqueline's father took care of Jacqueline, made sure she was fed and had sufficient water. Jacqueline and her father speak Quiche, and Spanish is their second language. Yet CBP is relying on forms signed by her father, which are in English language. It is unacceptable for any government agency to have persons in custody sign documents in a language that they clearly do not understand.
And now lawmakers want answers. Senator Tom Udall is a Democratic senator from New Mexico, and he's one of a group of lawmakers who have called for a full investigation into Jacqueline's death. And he joins us now. Senator Udall, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. Great to be with you, Tanzina.
So, Senator, when you first heard about the death of 7-year-old Jacqueline, who was in the custody of Customs and Border Protection, what were your immediate thoughts?
Well, like so many people across the country, I'm heartbroken by the death of Jacqueline and deeply concerned about what this says about the current state of our country. And as you said, I'm demanding an investigation from the Border Patrol and from the Inspector General of the DHS Department.
And of course, Senator, according to an unclassified government document that was obtained by ABC News, there are 281 people have died along the border during 2018. And since October, 32 more have died, including Jacqueline. Can you tell us about the conditions on the border, specifically in New Mexico, for migrants who may be crossing?
Well, it's very difficult country. You would not want to go. It's a desert. You would not want to go out unless you're prepared in this kind of area. And that's, you know, that's the kind of area we're looking at.
And Senator, we've also seen videos and documented evidence of U.S. Border Patrol systems basically destroying water supplies that have been left in the desert for migrants. Can you give us a sense, as senator for one of these border states, what can be done? Have you been able to assess whether or not this is happening in your state? And if so, what's happening?
Yeah, I don't know whether that's happening in New Mexico, but I think it's very important for DHS in this full investigation to tell us what they're going to do to prevent this from happening again. This looks to me like, and this is what the Inspector General said that looked at this situation for the DHS Department, they said turning away asylum seekers at international bridges and ports may be causing an increase in these dangerous crossing attempts that are being made by Jacqueline, her family, and other migrants. See, what's happening is at the big ports of entry, for example, in El Paso, if anybody's been to the bridge down there, people try to cross, they're turned back. The customs people call this managing the queue. They only have room for a few people, so they don't let anybody in, so they turn people away. So then, rather than present themselves in an orderly way, they are forced to cross in these desert crossings under very dangerous circumstances. So they need to really change the policy here in terms of how they deal with asylum seekers. The courts are backlogged. We need to try to get adequate courts to make sure that asylum seekers get their cases heard. I mean, this is a single focus by this administration on building a border wall is not dealing with the real issues.
Senator, I'm curious. I just mentioned some of the data that came from this government report that ABC News was able to obtain of the number of people who have died just in 2018 alone. That's 281. What happens when there is a death at the border, Senator? Are law enforcement officials made aware of this? And we can talk a little bit about who's responsible for that in a minute.
Sure. My understanding is when there's a death, the Border Patrol takes control of the body, and then it's turned over to the authorities, and they make a determination on cause of death. As you say, there are many of these going on. They've reached a high of close to 500, then they come down to 200, depending on the year. We could change these policies to make this so that people that are seeking asylum, where they're in danger, they're in fear in their home country, they want to come to the United States to seek asylum, there should be an orderly process to do that. They shouldn't have to go out into the middle of the desert and put themselves in danger. That's international law. It's our law. Asylum seekers should be treated fairly.
Senator, the administration's narrative so far in terms of explaining Jacqueline's death has been that the conditions in which they traveled were to blame for her death. We heard similar remarks from DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. And I want to play you some calls from our audience here.
My name is Laura. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I do believe that Congress should act on our immigration issue. The minute that they picked up the child that died, they became responsible for the welfare and safety of that child.
Hi, Kenneth Knott calling from Perkiomenville, PA. I think there should be a more proper assessment of the incoming detainees. This just shouldn't happen. I don't believe that she probably arrived in good condition.
Senator, those are two callers there basically asking, on the one hand, really, who is responsible for the welfare and safety of these migrants?
I totally agree with those two comments. We need to gather all the facts. You know, nothing has really been quoted about what the father had to say. That's why I'm demanding a full investigation, and a number of members of Congress from Texas and New Mexico have joined me. But we have to look at this in the broader context of the Trump administration's anti-immigrant policies. Policies have consequences, sometimes devastating, tragic consequences, and that's what we're seeing here. And then the other thing that I would recommend, we should look in a broader way. We should have a vision. We should rekindle President Kennedy's vision of an alliance for progress with our neighbors in Central and South America. These three countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, they have poverty, instability, violence. People are fleeing these countries. When you have an America First policy, you don't worry about other countries. But we're in this together with our neighbors in Latin America and Central America, and we should be working to do everything we can on the root causes that are there.
Senator, as the senator and representative of the state where Jacqueline died, are there specific steps that you would like to take to not just hold CBP accountable for their actions, but to improve the conditions across your state for migrants and asylum seekers?
Yes. Well, I think I've talked enough about the asylum seeker part of it, but I think there are also resource issues. I'm not convinced that the Customs and Border Patrol has on-the-ground resources, that they have the training or the appropriate coordination to ensure the safety of families. And so they need to evaluate this from top to bottom, tell us what they need. I'm on the Appropriations Committee. I'm willing to help with the resources, But I think blaming this all on the families and saying it's their fault, I don't think that that's the reality of the situation here.
Senator Tom Udall is a Democratic senator representing New Mexico. Senator Udall, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Real pleasure.